The entertainment news. Yay! All right, we're going to start the entertainment news with a little bit of sad news. Remember Justin Guarini?
He was the one of the American Idol guys. I think from the first season, wasn't he?
He was the one that had the funky hair, and I believe Kelly Clarkson beat him for the grand championship, the winner.
First one ever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we all know Kelly Clarkson is doing quite well, regardless of whether you think she's immensely talented or whatever. She's doing very well. So the question comes in, how's number two guy, Justin Guarini, doing? Not good. In a post on his website, he talked about how bad things are for him right now, saying, quote, I have spent days skipping meals in order to make sure that I have enough, to make sure that my children and my wife have enough. He also talked about driving a crappy car and wearing old clothes. Well, welcome. Now, you know what? Now that, welcome to the real world, buddy.
He still has time to have a website.
But after the post went viral, he tweeted that he was, quote, nowhere near poverty. So things are not wine and roses for the number two guy from the first American Idol, which I think is really interesting. The guy had, I don't remember exactly what he sounded like, but I mean, he's got some significant talent to have made it to the number two position, right? And it's my understanding that the top five contestants all get some kind of gig, and what's his name?
I think he had a little bit of a... He had a little bit of a run. In fact, he was part of that movie. Remember they made a movie?
Kelly
Loves Justin or Justin Loves Kelly or what was that? It was horrible.
Yeah. Well, apparently he just didn't have what it took. But you got to tell me that this guy couldn't get a gig singing commercial jingles or that kind of thing. You know, I mean.
Yeah, they made a movie from Justin to Kelly. A waitress from Texas and a college student from Pennsylvania meet during spring break and come together through their shared love of singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
2003.
All right, so here we go. The movies that are coming up. You ready?
Yeah.
Jobs coming out. Ashton Kutcher is Apple genius Steve Jobs and Josh Gad from Broadway's Book of Mormon.
Those are authored by...
Thank you.
Go ahead.
He plays Apple co-founder, the Woz, Steve Wozniak. The movie opens up with them making the first personal home computer in Steve's garage and covers their struggles to get it into the market. Wozniak leaves Apple, Jobs loses the company, and his victorious return before the invention of the iPod. Kutcher is getting some critical acclaim for his acting ability in this particular film.
I don't know. I've seen the trailers for this, and mm-hmm. he just doesn't seem convincing to me.
You worship Steve Jobs. You have the whole look.
I'm an Apple guy.
Yeah. I have to admit, I have been conformed.
I've got an Apple computer. I've got an Apple phone, and I've got an iPod. iPod is one of the greatest inventions of all time.
Missus has an iPod Mini. We've got a couple Macs at the house, and I have an iPhone. But
I've got the big one. The big iPod. The idea that you can carry 25,000 songs.
Yeah.
In your shirt pocket is one of the greatest inventions of all time.
You're easily impressed.
I am.
Kick-Ass 2 is coming out with Aaron Johnson and Chloe Grace Moretz. They are back as an agent.
They're superheroes. They pretend to be superheroes.
Yeah, they.
Jim Carrey is in this movie.
Let's see here.
The first one actually did well.
Jim Carrey is one of the vigilantes.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of screen time. He leads a group called Justice Forever that teams up with the Kick-Ass team. So there's that. Lee Daniels, the butler. Forrest Whitaker plays the House butler who quietly influences civil rights policy while serving under seven separate presidents over three decades. Even as his own son is in danger during the civil rights movement, it's based on a book inspired by a true story. Coming under a bit of critical review, Jane Fonda is playing Nancy Reagan. No one happy about that. Minka Kelly is Jackie Kennedy. Mariah Carey, Cuba Gooding Jr., Terrence Howard, Lenny Kravitz, they're all in this movie.
You're forgetting Oprah Winfrey. She plays the butler's wife.
Oprah is returning to play the butler's wife. And the rest of the cast is Robin Williams as Eisenhower.
Really?
James Marsden as JFK. Liv Schreiber as Lyndon Johnson. And John Cusack as Nixon. Alan Rickman is Ronald Reagan. There is
Robin Williams as Dwight Eisenhower. Yeah. That must be interesting.
That's going to be an interesting film. That is interesting film. And last but not least, well, not last, Jack Black. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know Jack Black. He is the voice of Kung Fu Panda.
Right.
He was, what was it, Heavy, Big, something in Heavy D, the rock movie. It was just ridiculous.
Tenacious and Heavy D.
Tenacious and Heavy D.
Rock and Roll.
High School.
Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
College. What was that called?
Rock and Roll. I don't know. Oh, and who could forget Nacho Libre.
Right.
One of his best films ever.
Playing the Mexican wrestler.
There's a lot of things that he's been in that you didn't know he was in. Are you ready?
Yeah.
1996, he was in Mars Attacks. 95, he was in Dead Man Walking. 93, Demolition Man. 1995, he was in Waterworld. The Never-Ending Story 3, which if it's Never-Ending Story. Anyway, The Fan in 1996. I Still Know What You Did Last Summer in 1998. These are all films that he has been in that you didn't know.
You take any star and go back and look at their IMDb profile, you're going to find movies they were in when they were first starting out where they had a small role. You know, and you wouldn't even, you'd have to go back and try to recognize them.
So are you a big WWE wrestling fan? You got?
I know a little bit about it. SummerSlam is this weekend. It's their second biggest pay-per-view of the year.
You know who Darren Young is?
I know who Darren Young is.
Did you hear about him at LAX?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he came out yesterday in an interview with TMZ.
I find it interesting that in today's society, we find it necessary to discuss our sexual preference. I really think this is something that should be kept private, but in an interview, he came out of the closet to some of the paparazzi of TMZ at the LAX airport, at the baggage carousel, of all places. The paparazzi asked Darren if a gay wrestler could make it in the WWE, and he said, quote, "Absolutely, look at me. I'm a WWE superstar, and to be honest with you, I'll tell you right now, I'm gay. I'm happy. I'm very happy." And the WWE and several of the wrestlers have since issued statements of support. That apparently is kind of a little bit of a shocker to the wrestling world. But it's not the only time that there has been, gay issues in the WWE. What was his name? Adorable Adrian Adonis.
Well, they did angles. Yeah, they did angles where wrestlers pretended to be
gay. He pretended to be gay, but he actually was gay. There have also been gay characters. Adrian Adonis. Let's see here. Adonis started in the WWE back when it was still the WWF. He became Adorable in 1985. His name, not his actual personality.
I met Adrian Adonis. He wrestled here in Wausau once, and he was out at a bar I was working at. I was playing music at this bar. The wrestlers came in. Adrian Adonis was a bad guy at that point.
Sure.
But all he wanted to do was sit at the bar and drink his drink. He didn't want to mess around with anybody. He didn't. The bad guys, I would imagine, take a lot of crap when they're on the road from people.
You know, I told you one of my very first jobs was to drive a limo for an airport hotel in Billings, Montana, in the winter. One of the guys that I wrestled, what was his name? I can't remember. Big, fat, bald, it's not like Butterbean Billy or something like that, but...
King Kong Bundy?
Yes, King Kong Bundy. King Kong Bundy and Rowdy Roddy Piper were staying at the hotel.
They were in your limo?
They were in my limo, and King Kong Bundy was as nice as could be.
Sure.
Rowdy Roddy Piper was a jerk.
Right.
Just an arrogant, And I wanted to say something like, yeah, you're better in your skirt, you know. Anyway, so there's that. That concludes your entertainment news. We hope that we have now improved your outlook on life by knowing how the celebrities are doing. WSAU will be right back. It's fabulous!
And now, the top five ways to tell if your favorite WWE wrestler is gay. Number five, removes his cape and tights before putting on his wrestling costume. Number four, considers delivering the pile driver as a typical Saturday night. Number three, smashes chair over opponent's head, then immediately runs for a broom and dustpan. Number two, would prefer to be a referee due to the slimming effect of vertical stripes. And the number one way to tell if your favorite WWE wrestler is gay, refuses to wrestle during the season finale of Glee.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on WSAU.